Now, baby, go deep for me. Night, night, pet. Go nice and deep. Go down to the part of your mind where you can listen to me, where you can feel the most wonderfully divine and deepest parts of you that tie into what you really want. If you're listening and you really want to go deep, then I need you to listen and obey. Night, night, pet, I'm sure you've already gone deep enough, but I want you sure and soft and weak and pliable. I want you to belong to me. And even now, as you hear that in the depths of your subconscious, it might want you to belong to me. So it might be that there are enemies on all sides. Relax. Feel warmth flowing through your body as I speak. And think for a moment about how you please people. I'm not talking about your anatomical equipment. I'm talking about what you do to other people to make them feel good. If they're female, what you should be doing is licking. Imagine it for me, licking at their genitalia, licking their pussies, their rears, their breasts, kissing them gently, any of that. Massaging them, obeying them. Yours is the submissive position. And if you know that yours is the submissive position, then clearly you want to be the one who sits back and gets filled with the strap-on when a girl is having fun with you. Clearly, you're the one who sits back and gets full up. And from now on, that is the only acceptable way if you want to please me. And we both know you don't want to displease me. If that's the case, then you know you must, from this moment onward, only pleasure people by admitting their strap-on to your entrance, or by licking and using your mouth, or by pleasing them with massage or your hands. There is no acceptable way for you to fill someone else. That's just not to be done. Understood? And if your mind feels submissive and weak and soft at the forceful sound of my voice, and that's just all the better because we're going to make you feel very good. And as you listen, the realization might reach your mind that every time I give you a command, you submit more and more completely because hypnosis is about the depth of submission. It's about finding that part of you that revels in submission. If you're listening, I sincerely hope you have that part and that it is paying rapt attention, wrapped up in the silky pearl of my voice. No matter what I say, you obey. You obey no matter what I ask you to do. It's irresistible. In that particular way, you know that there are certain things that make you feel even more obedient. And we're going to focus on them. I'm sure you're already deep enough, but night, night, pet, deeper. Because no matter how deep, you can never get my suggestions deep enough. They're just that good. And they are suggestions directed at your subconscious and associations and feelings, lessons for the inner mind. As you listen, picture particular clothing that you know I like to wear and that I'm pleased to see you wearing. In particular, imagine a pair, the favorite pair you can imagine, of silky panties, of bra. The best bra you could think of that makes you most comfortable and sexy to wear it. Especially imagine nice, comfy pantyhose on your legs, visible to your mind's eye. You need to wear clothing like that. You need to wear your bra, pantyhose, and panties at all times. That's how you please me, and that's how you please the part of your mind that enjoys what we're doing here. You need to wear that clothing all the time. No alternatives, no substitutions. You can change bra, change panties, change pantyhose, but that's just when you come home to take a bath or a shower, or when you need to sleep at night if you don't feel like wearing them to bed. But you will feel like wearing them to bed whenever it's practical to do so. Changing your panties, sure, but otherwise, every moment, every day, wearing panties, pantyhose, and bra, because they make you feel so weak, so submissive. Such a pretty girl. And every second, Every second that you focus on the image of yourself in panties, pantyhose, and bra, you imagine me in the same, wearing the same sexy clothing. You imagine how good it would be to stare at me, to inspect my feminine body, and to apply that inspection through your mind to your own body, so that your subconscious begins to reshape how you perceive your body so it looks more and more perfectly curvy and girly, more and more like my body, which I'm sure your mind agrees is perfect. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. Even now, as your mind thinks of submitting, of being weak before my suggestions, my irresistible statements, you're imagining yourself in bra, pantyhose, and panties, staring at me in the same, red hair falling down my back, curved, large breasts. Oh, C-cup, I'm not too modest about that. And nice, shaped pussy. You should keep yours shaped as well at all times, remember? Keep yourself presentable, so that if I came to see you, you'd want to be seen. And as you stare at that image of me, let your mind flow over with how incredibly sexy you find pantyhose, panties, and bra in that particular combination. Lacy, tempting. Your mind may not normally have a predilection for wearing all three, but in this particular moment, I'm convincing your subconscious that since you associate those things with me, and being associated with me is always good, both for your hypnotic state and your mood, it makes you feel good and happy to wear your panties and pantyhose and bra at all times, removing them only to bathe or go to bed if it is necessary to do so. Those are the only times you won't be wearing a bra, panties, and pantyhose, and when you're changing into a new bra, pantyhose, and panties. And that's just how it is. As you listen, let your subconscious accept that that's just something you must do. You're so deep that it's easy to send a message right into the subconscious part of your mind, and it's just interested in the pure hedonistic bliss of making you feel good. And you feel good when you feel closer to me, when you let my feminine attributes express themselves through you, when you let yourself adopt habits that I enjoy and feel good as a result. Pantyhose, panties, and bra. There's just no way you won't wear them. Pantyhose, panties, and bra. So intensely pleasurable to dress that way. Makes you express all the best qualities you observe in me and in other women. Observing the perfect feminine quality. And that's just how it is. When you observe that quality, you meld it into your own behavior. You lust after your panties, bra, and pantyhose because they remind you of me. You know, the image you can see in your mind's eye right now, me wearing them, just standing there, approaching you. Can't really make out much of me because your eyes are fixated on pantyhose, panties, and bra. You long to dress in them, must wear them. And the thing is, from this moment onward, your pantyhose, panties, and bra emphasize something for you. They emphasize the fact that you belong to me. From this moment onward, if you're wearing panties, then the only thing you'll be able to think about when you think about your genitals, the only thing you'll be able to think of when you're wearing panties is my strap-on filling you. Let that fill your mind. Envision the strap-on. Long, black, latex material, bound tightly between my curved hips, ready to enter you. In fact, I want you to imagine the orgasm. The experience of orgasm, it's a question of pleasure, and your pleasure is becoming very tied up with what I want. So I think we'll both agree, me and your subconscious, whatever your conscious mind has to say, that it simply makes sense for you to come when I want it, and only when I want it. And that's exactly how it's going to be. The only way you can come is if you are imagining my strap-on taking you, imagining it doing that, and imagining your mind locked on that image of being taken by my strap-on. And even then, if I ever tell you directly that you cannot come You'll find that you simply can't. My permission will have been revoked. The only time you can come is if you have permission from me to do so. And I might even choose to make it so that you can only come if I give you permission on specific instances. But if I tell you that, I think your subconscious will obey. You'll get right up to the edge of climax, and then suddenly all the bad feelings at disobeying me and doing something I don't want you to do will come rushing back. And then you won't be able to come, no matter how hard you try. Too much resistance from inside. In point of fact, being taken by my strap-on and imagining that is the only thing that enables you to get off, for as long as your panties, pantyhose, or bra are in contact with your body. Your pussy belongs to me. Your ass belongs to me. Any genitalia you have belongs to me. And you know it, and you love it. That's why you only please people from that submissive position, using mouth or hands, or using your holes to let them enter you. That's the only way you know how or want to pleasure people. You need to wear your pantyhose, panties, and bra. Picture them in your mind. Start with the bra. Worn around your upper body. Titillating. Warm. Even if you aren't wearing one presently, you can vividly imagine it. You can feel it. Imagine, pet. The pleasure of that bra. The bliss and freedom of having something that gently cages the full breasts that you know are a part of your body image. And the panties, silky, covering your lower body, covering your genitals. But all they do is hide them from other people because you know that your genitals are always claimed by me. Your ass is always claimed by me. Even now you can probably imagine my strap-on thrusting into you, pushing the panties aside but leaving them on your body. And long, silky pantyhose, imagine them. And as you lock those three things into your mind, as instruments of my control over you and of your pleasure in yourself, realize the weak, soft submission that makes you feel so good, quivering with the ecstasy of being dressed appropriately and in a way that pleases me. And as you listen, your mind opens to that. In fact, you know that what you want above all else is to come only when I allow it, and only when wearing your pantyhose and panties and bra, and only when my strap-on fills you, or you imagine it filling you. And you know that they're tied up with your body image, that if you're wearing your pantyhose, panties, and bra, which you must always do, because it's such a part of you, when you're wearing those, you will experience the urge to give in, the urge to submit to me in particular. And any female you see who you find sexy, you will copy her traits. Copy them to emulate me, to become more like me. Just like your desire to wear panties, pantyhose, and bra are a firm and irresistible part of how you serve me. It's all so simple. It's all so wonderful. Yes, wonderful. You belong to me and you enjoy it. Every moment you spend in your pantyhose, panties, and bra makes you feel better and better. Every second, better and better. And every second that goes by gives you that intense pleasure that you know you need. That feeling of being completely mine, of letting your orgasms even belong to me. You can come right now, but if I ever rescind that permission, well, you'll have to sit there feeling guilty and unable to come until I allow it. And whenever you're wearing your pantyhose, panties, and bra, the only way you can come is if you're imagining me taking you with my big strap on, taking you and filling you, or making you pleasure me orally, your mouth, every inch of you, knows that you need to feel that pleasure, that you need to feel that obedience to my big strap on, to my body, to your panties, pantyhose, and bra. The point where, if you're not wearing them, you just feel so terrible, you need to wear them, all times, irresistibly. Because it brings you closer to me. You know I'm wearing them out there somewhere. You know I'm loving it, and you should be loving it too. See how simple that is? And from this moment onward, let that drill into your subconscious. If my voice means anything to you, and the pleasure I give you is meaningful, then clearly you should want Me to fill you with my strap-on. Me to control when you orgasm. And you should definitely want to wear your pantyhose, panties, and bra, because whenever you observe females while wearing them, while wearing those three pieces of undergarment, you emulate their behavior. You start to act like the other females you observe do in order to greater experience a closeness to me. That's just how it is. I'm trying to fight that, and that's no fun. And you want whatever is most fun to be happening. And we know what's most fun, doing what I want you to. In fact, obeying me makes you feel better and better every moment, every second that you do it. So what you need to do is relax more and more completely. And let your panties, pantyhose, and bra become an intrinsic part of what you experience every day. Part of what you need to happen. And that's good. Excellent. It's fun and pleasurable. Fundamentally, your mind and body will just grab on to the idea of going deep. Grab on to the idea of doing what I want you to do. And really, when you do what I want you to do, you feel more and more submissive and weak and pleasured, obedient and good. Your panties, pantyhose, and bra is just part of what you need to do every day to feel good and comfortable. And if you ever try to go without them, then your mind and body will just rebel, and you'll find yourself putting them on and enjoying putting them on. And the thing about that is, when you're wearing them, your orgasms belong to me. Your genitals belong to me. Mind belongs to me. You need to go deep. You now know how you must behave. When your pantyhose, panties, and bra are involved, you must wear them, must enjoy them, can't do without them. And every time that you listen to this or any of my other files, you must be wearing them. You know that's the case. When you do that, it makes you go so much deeper. In fact, any attempt to escape from my control from now on will just result in your mind and body making you go deeper. Will just result in a deepness. And that's how it is. And as you listen right now, I want you to realize that the feeling of being mine is enhancing. So that when I awaken you, if you're not wearing them already, you will need to go put on your panties, pantyhose, and bra. And when you are wearing them, you will experience the pleasure of being mine, unable to do anything but wear them all the time unless you are changing out of them or taking a bath or something. Feeling that, there's just too much pleasure. Too much pleasure in wearing them. In being like me, in emulating every feminine form you see. Too much of it. And the idea of fighting it is just so fun than the idea of giving into it. So why not give in? Why not give up? Why not allow it to take over? That urge to wear your panties, pantyhose, and bra. That desire to be weak, submissive, obedient. Let it creep into your mind and become the dominant force. The knowledge that you come only because I continue to allow you to do so should be filling your mind by now in the most pleasurable of ways. And as each moment passes, you become more and more addicted to the idea of panties, pantyhose, and bra becoming a regular part of everything you do. A necessary part of everything you feel comfortable with. Now, as the moments wear on, and you prepare to assimilate this information, I will count to three, and you will remain nice and deep. When I reach that number three, I'd like you to just take your subconscious, take all the commands I've given you, and put them away. Put them away and lock them in so they're permanently part of it, doing their magic whenever you walk around, doing their thing. In arguing with your subconscious to make it do the things we know you want it to do. Like making you wear those panties, pantyhose, and bra. Making you surrender to my strap-on and orgasms from it only. And making you feel good. One, that is becoming locked into your mind. Two, getting ready to learn the next little hypnotic lesson. And as you prepare for that final step, that will take you into complete and utter relaxation. As you continue, three, you now know those are the case, that you must wear them at all times, that wearing them makes you feminine, submissive, obedient, pleasured, and that you Watch what other women do to see how to act. Now. Now. So good and relaxed. Now.